Often after people spin around in circles, they begin to feel dizzy. The world seems to be moving around them and it is difficult to stand properly. Usually, a liquid in their ears causes signals to be sent to their brains to help them keep their balance. However, if they spin and then stop, the liquid keeps moving and they become confused about whether they're still moving or not. Ballet dancers, though, often spin around as they dance, but they do not suffer from dizziness. A group of brain scientists at the Imperial College London decided to examine the brains of 29 female ballet dancers. They put each of the dancers in a chair that quickly turned round and round in a dark room. When they stopped the chair, they asked the dancers to record how long they continued to feel as though they were spinning. The scientists then did the same with a group of female athletes. They found that the ballet dancers felt dizzy for a much shorter time than the athletes did. After they had finished the experiment, the scientists scanned the brains of all the women. To their surprise, they found that the part of the brain called the cerebellum was much smaller in the ballet dancers than in the athletes. The cerebellum is the part that processes the signals from the liquid in the ears. This suggested it's possible to avoid dizziness by changing the way the brain processes these signals. In fact, the ballet dancers' brains had actually developed over the years to make them stronger against dizziness. According to the scientists, their research suggests the possibility of finding a new treatment for people who suffer from illnesses that cause them to become dizzy. Usually these diseases happen when something goes wrong with their ears. Until now, medical researchers have found it difficult to treat such problems. The new research suggests that rather than trying to cure the problems in their ears, it may be better to focus on finding a way to help their brains adapt. In this way, they could become as strong as ballet dancers against dizziness.